There's a Valley artist whose work has likely shown up in your home at some point. He is the forensic artist for the Phoenix Police Department. And as Christina Estes reports from KJZZ's Downtown Bureau, his work has helped catch kidnappers and killers.
In a dimly lit office at police headquarters,
like if I was to do a quick eye,
Kurt Messick sketches on a computer screen.
Photoshop, it is a good tool, but it doesn't do the work for me. It doesn't create anything. It's still me behind a stylus still doing everything because I want that control. I don't want it. I need to have that control on it.
That's because he could be called to testify about how he came up with a suspect sketch. So how does he do it? It always starts with questions.
And as they start walking through specifics, I may say, oh, what do you smell right now? Was there music playing? What do you hear in the background? Because I'm wanting to get all those senses of the brain to be able to fire, to find those folders of what might be a little bit more memory. It's aiding in recall.
And it's about trust, especially when children are involved. The room leading to Messick's office has a couch and TV, toys and stuffed animals. Messick makes it clear to kids they should always tell him if he's not getting it right. Even when things are going well, it can be tough. Messick remembers a six-year-old boy who watched his father get shot.
We had worked quite a bit. He gave me a lot of good information. And then all of a sudden, the tears started. He said, I just want Daddy back. And you just got to keep it together.
Messick says his job is not to actually identify a suspect, but to provide a tool for detectives. He doesn't draw faces. He draws the parts that make up a face. When those parts come together, he has a composite that's often shared publicly.
And if I can get that likeness, then, you know, somebody will say, oh, it kind of reminds me of somebody who comes in and gets coffee every day, or I've seen this person in the neighborhood or whatever.
They're never perfect, but they give us a really good idea of what we're looking for.
Detective Anthony Brokaw works in the Crimes Against Children Unit. He recalls a high-profile case last year that could have gone unsolved if not for Messick's sketch.
Hugely important. We had no idea what we were looking for.
Just after 3 a.m., a man broke into an apartment and grabbed a 9-year-old girl out of her bedroom. She pretended to be asleep as he carried her a few blocks away. And when he set her down, she took off running.
Within 2 hours, we flooded 50 detectives and patrol units into that area trying to find this guy. We couldn't find the guy.
Thanks to the girl and the artist, cops had a suspect that night. He pleaded guilty earlier this year.
Really, really lucky story with that one.
Forensic art is not always about catching the bad guys. Sometimes it's about saving the innocent ones.
We had a young boy that was hit. He was riding his bike in the East Valley, and he was hit by two separate drunk drivers. They were both drunk drivers.
Forensic artist Jeannie Sobolski got the call to help at Mesa Police Department's crime lab. She received a photo of the boy hooked up to life support and started drawing.
And I just did a composite of what I felt like without everything he would look like. And then they put it out on the news. And the next morning, his sister called in, and it was her brother. And when they got to the hospital and spoke to him, he opened his eyes and woke up and lived.
No one really knows how many Jeannie Sobolskis or Kurt Messicks there are because there's no comprehensive database for forensic artists. Sobolski is on the Forensic Art Certification Board for the International Association for Identification. It lists 10 certified artists in Arizona.
Surveillance video has really improved since I've been doing this, and that has cut back on the amount of composites necessary.
As technology evolves, Sobolski thinks forensic artists will still be needed. Last year, she joined others in law enforcement to visit a Valley business that offers a facial recognition system. It's a way to identify or verify a person from a digital image or video.
It's amazing how much easier it was for me to compare still booking photos with video that come from this database. It was easier for me as a forensic artist because of my basic knowledge of the face.
One of the big things that I always want to hear is that shape of head.
Kurt Messick has been asked to create composites more than 1,000 times.
And when I say shape of head, I'm talking about chin, jawline.
It's that specialized training in anatomy and interview techniques.
I always want the truth.
That makes the human touch meaningful and successful. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.